These, then, are introductions to lessons 181 through 200. Listen. Our next few lessons make a special point of firming up your willingness to make your weak commitment strong and your scattered goals blend into one intent. You're not asked for total dedication all the time as yet, but you are asked to practice now in order to attain the sense of peace such unified commitment will bestow, if only intermittently. It is experience that makes it sure that you will give your total willingness to following the way that the Course in Miracles sets forth. Our lessons now are geared specifically to widening horizons and direct approaches to the special blocks that keep your vision narrow and too limited to let you see the value of our goal. We are attempting now to lift these blocks, however briefly. Words alone cannot convey the sense of liberation which their lifting brings. But the experience of freedom and of peace that comes as you give up your tight control of what you see speaks for itself. Your motivation will be so intensified that words become of little consequence. You will be sure of what you want and what is valueless. And so we start our journey beyond by concentrating first on what impedes your progress still. Experience of what exists beyond defensiveness remains beyond achievement while it is denied. It may be there, but you cannot accept its presence. So we now attempt to go past all defenses for a little while each day. No more than this is asked, because no more than this is needed. It will be enough to guarantee the rest will come.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring is
come. Yeah.
And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak,
I'm the Holy Son of God.
I want to go play hide and seek.
You got it.
I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon.
Yeah, here they are.
You and I are just like a couple of tots. nuts of forget when me you nuts. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung,
yes,
and a wonderful fling to be flung.
Lesson 191.
I'm gonna feel the way I do today.
Will you try just for the next 52 minutes to be happy?
You make me feel so young.
See, somewhere along the line, you begin to look at your mind and you're less concerned about your body. Here we go.
That you speak.
Here I am.
I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy.
I'll get it here.
You and I are just like a couple of tots.
Are we running our music okay here so that I can hear it? Lesson 191.
You make me feel so young.
What's it called, John?
I'm the Holy Son of God Himself.
I'm the Holy Son of God Himself.
Wonderful thing to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray,
ha,
I'm gonna feel the way I do today. Cause you make me feel so young.
Here.
You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
This is called the mind training of A Course in Miracles, and I'm holding you now long enough so you can begin to listen. That when you began the 181, remember what we said? We intend to demonstrate a new determination that you have within your mind to decide to operate on a fundamental principle that there may be another world that you can see. I'm coming. Here I come. Here. I'm coming as an advanced teacher in terms that within the power of my mind, I have simply decided that there must be another place in time that will better represent how I feel about myself, because it sure as hell looks like the world is controlling me, doesn't it? It looks like the world out there is going to tell me who I am, what I'm doing, why I'm here, and all the other things that go with the idea that the reflection of light that I'm getting from this little parameter of consciousness is binding me within my mind to a reflection of light that is actually not who I am. I'm glad you're here. We will be doing the idea that this so-called salvation of the world, the idea that you can look at yourself in a different fashion, are simply the acknowledgement that the conditions that you're in cannot not be who you think you are. And if you decide with me at this time, and this is my offering to you that is happening here and now, that you want to be different, all you really have to admit, this is changing all the time. Can you see what happened in that little interlude, You Make Me Feel So Young? It occurred to you, perhaps, within the facility of your mind, that there might be another way in which you can look at yourself, perhaps in a moment of happiness that you found deep within you. What I'm offering you is my certainty that all of the universe, in case we practice, say to me, mind, is only going to be, and the other word is memory, say it,
memory,
is going to be a memory within my mind of a procedure in which I appear to be acting out within this space-time facility, a beginning, a middle, and an end contained within the sequence of time. Now, all of the new evidences that we find are very simply demonstrating, and I'm going to use a little story of, what does that say?
Parallel universe.
Yes, it's the idea that all the latest science evidence seems to predict that going on at this time and place is all that there will ever be within a particular faculty of the mind. But if this is true, the ideas that I have about myself are different than the ideas you have about yourself. So in order to formulate an agreement, and these are lesson 191 through 200, I'm going to have to agree with you on the fundamental necessity that there's another way available to us, that we can look at each other, that I can look at you just like that. You see that? Now, that parameter was set up in a sequence of time. Remember we did lesson 190, where we said that faculty of light in the reflection of you is not in any case who you actually are. And that your determination that there's another universe out there that you can see are why you've come into this faculty of light. Let's look together, shall we, just for a minute, at the idea of lesson 191, all about who I know you really are, with a reminder that you've decided now to make application of the entirety of you to leave this sequence of time. Okay, shall we practice? Your time's up. Whatever you thought you were in that sequence of the ideas of the mind training, which obviously came from out of time, in a voice that has been speaking to you since the beginning of time, you have it. Last allowed it to penetrate into the certainty of which you are. Lesson 191. Here is your declaration of release from bondage of the world. And here as well is all the world released. You do not see what you have done by giving to the world the role of jailer to the Son of God. What could it be but vicious and afraid, fearful of shadows, punitive and wild, lacking all reason, blind and insane with hate? What have you done that this should be your world? What have you done that this is what you see? You deny your own identity, and this is what remains. You look on chaos, and you proclaim it as yourself. There is no sight that fails to witness this to you. There is no sound that does not speak of frailty within you and without, and no breath you draw that does not seem to bring you near death, and no hope you hold but will dissolve in tears. You listen with me, you deny your own identity, and you will not escape the madness which induced this weird, unnatural, and ghostly thought that mocks creation and that laughs at God. Deny your identity, and you assail the universe alone, without a friend, a tiny particle of dust against the legions of your enemies. Deny your own identity, and look on evil and sin and death, and watch despair snatch from your fingers every scrap of hope, leaving you nothing but the wish to die. You listen with me. Here, that wish to die that I'm offering you will include the idea of how I intend to perform an act of comparing you with how I feel at this moment about your determination to exercise within the prerogative of yourself the simple idea that who you are you no longer want to be. And I'm going to impress on you that that decision to be something else is one not only that you can make, but in the idea of space-time that you've already made. That is to say, you've already decided with me the idea that coming with you now into this framework is a new idea of a reflection of light that is offering you the solution. That the identity that you sat down here with me in this is not who you are. And that the key was to remember that it's already over. That it's already over. Listen. Yet, what is it except a game you play in which identity can be denied? You are as God created you. And all else but this one thing is folly to believe. In this one thought is everyone set free. In this one truth are all illusions gone. In this one fact is sinlessness proclaimed to be forever part of everything, the central core of its existence and its guarantee of immortality. Let today's idea find a place among your thoughts, and you have risen far above the world and all the worldly thoughts that hold it prisoner. And from this place of safety and escape, you will return and set it free. For he who can accept his true identity is truly saved.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end,
these are great ideas.
Storm is a cold sky. And the sweet silver song of the wild.
Yes.
Walk on.
There's another world I can see. Of your awakening. It's me. Lesson 191, in the particulars of your mind, you have decided that the vision of yourself that represents who you think you are within the consciousness of the identity of yourself is only lasting for that sequence of time in which you have an idea that the body formulation of you, and we're moving now from lesson 191, up through this miracle of the conversion of the idea of the power of light that's within you to change your mind about who you are. And that that light, which is alternating now within the idea of your mind, like it did just then, simply showed you another picture of a parameter of how you're seeing yourself. my mind, in my love of the universe, in my love of a new discovery of me that has been going on since that moment of terror took the place of love, are what we have arrived at within a sequence of time that indicate that the new characterization of yourself will make you feel very happy. That the new characterization of yourself is going to make you feel happy. We're going, okay? We'll read a little more about 191 now and the joy that we're feeling out of the idea that you've actually decided to formulate ideas of alternative, come together, agree that there's another space and time that you can see, with the simple admission that the action of the reversal of all ideas about space and time are going on right here. Listen. Let today's idea find a place among your thoughts, and you have risen far above the world and all the worldly thoughts that hold it present. And from this place of safety and escape, you will return and set it free. For he who can accept his true identity is truly saved. And his salvation is a gift he gives to everyone in gratitude to him who pointed out the way to happiness and changed his whole perspective of the world. Here you are. One holy thought like this and you're free. You are the holy son of God himself. And you will not see a devastating image of yourself walking the world in terror, with the world twisting in agony because your fears have laid the mark of death upon its heart. You listen with me. I am the Holy Son of God Himself. I cannot suffer. I cannot be in pain. I cannot suffer loss, nor fail to do all that salvation asks. And in this thought is the world wholly changed. Listen. A light. Lighted up this ancient time of space and time. This is a nice thought. Let's dream a dream. The idea that there's a thought in you that was brand new at that moment are simply indications that the joy of the light, that at last you've met someone who is different in your mind. Son of God Himself. Dream sequence that you found yourself in. It's the idea that you can change your mind about who you are with the certainty that that change is going on in any event, and that suddenly the distance that you've been using to represent yourself turns out to be this. How new you are. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams are deep, all worries far behind. I'm going to be leaving you here for just a moment. That in lesson 191, in our course of the conversion, of the utilization of a new me, it still seems to be you. But the difference is the discovery of the entirety of your responsibility are simply the nature of why you have decided to be in this frequency of time. We're going to go on now. We'll be right back, and we're going to begin with the idea of lesson 192, which is going to see the action of the decision of my mind to be different, or one that I can make in this regard, and that I'm going to make it. And in that new concept of myself, I'll be able to see that the visionary idea in the dream sequence is actually over. This is the time that you have chosen in the idea of lesson 192 to use the power of your mind to decide there's only going to be one power in all the universe, and you might as well use it. Okay, whatever else it is, it's going to be different than this. I'll be right back. Listen to this little interlude in between of how we feel about each other, how I feel about you.
Devil for my pay, but that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Fuss with my woman,
toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled in gray. While that lucky old son
has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Good Lord up above, can't you know I'm pining?
Tears all in my eyes.
Send down that cloud with the silver lining, lift me to paradise.
Show me that river,
take me across and wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son,
give me nothing to do,
roll around heaven all day.
Good Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to
river,
take me across and wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around.
Parallel universes.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it.
You listen.
I didn't want to do it.
This is the function
you
that you have in the idea of your capacity to decide what you want to see.
You made me happy sometimes.
In lesson 192. Thank you.
But there was time, baby.
Huh?
You made me feel so bad. You made me cry.
I'm deciding
I didn't want
the outcome
to
that I want.
I want some love. That's true.
There's no world out there.
Indeed I do. You know I do.
Here.
Gimme, 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 gimme. What I cry for, you know you got the kind of kisses.
Is it all right? What have you got to lose? I looked at your world and this idea of parallel universe. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. Ha! Will you look with me about what's happening here?
You made me cry for. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the kind of kisses that I'd die for. You know you made me love you. You made me cry for.
You made me cry for.
I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell
this
you.
This is lesson 192.
That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Give me, give me, give me, give me what I cry for.
You have it.
You know you got the kind of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you.
Yes, lesson 192 says the reflection of light that I'm getting from you are indications of how you are viewing me in the idea that I'm this body form. I'm going to teach for 6 minutes about how it works in the miracle of the admission that the change in my body formulation is actually going on right here. And right now, will you listen with me about how this works? I understand that in intermission, somebody came up to me and said, how does it feel to be an 80-year-old body? And I laughed and I said, feels pretty good compared to not being 2,000. But you remember this, the comparison that have made me this 80-year-old figure are being altered now by the idea that in the parallel universes, the manner in which we see each other is actually changing all the time. The difficulty I have with you, and this is in the statistic of the idea that I am indeed, apparently, an 80-year-old body. I have a recollection of being here, of living within this sequence of time. And in that regard, I'm not any different than you are. What I want you to see with me is that time itself is relative to the length of time in which you decide to occupy this body association. All I'm really doing is using my mind to change the perspective of the reflection of light that I'm getting from you in lesson 192, which simply indicates that in my love for you, in the passion, the mission that you and I have accepted, in the idea of that alteration, I am dedicated to the mind training, to being a teacher, that in fact, I no longer want to remain within this parameter of time, but that I want to escape out into the universe. Now, I'm speaking directly to you wherever you may be. Wherever you may be, it's impossible that you are not now looking at lesson 192, because it says the action of your mind in regard to what seems to be the reflection of you there is actually only in your own mind. Here's what happened when I offer you the advanced teaching. Obviously, I am an 80-year-old. What does that have to do with it? Should we practice teaching what you're going to arrive at in the next few days? Say out loud to me, I'm not a body.
I'm not a body.
No, no. The reflection of light that you're getting in the parameters of a space-time location are obviously denying you access to the universe, billions of stars and energies a trillion times more powerful in its factor of light than this. Yet deep within you remains the idea of that fear, that moment of darkness, when you forgot for that moment how very simple the solution was, because you did leave this sequence of time, and you will leave before we complete this idea that the miracle of your mind that is coming from outside of this parameter is offering you some lesson 192. Remember 191? Let the Son of God awaken from his sleep and opening his holy eyes return again to bless the world he made. In error it began, but it will end in reflection of his holiness, and he will sleep no more and dream of death. Then join with me today, because your glory is the light that saves the world. Look about the world and see the suffering there. Is not your heart willing to bring your weary brother rest? You listen, they await your release. They stay in chains till you're free. They cannot see the mercy of the world until you find it in yourself. And they suffer pain until you've denied its hold on you. Look, and they die till you accept your own eternal life. You, the Holy Son of God himself, remember this and all the world is free. Remember this, and earth and heaven are one, because you have a reason for being here in 192. It is your Father's holy will that you complete himself, and that yourself shall be his sacred son, forever pure as he, of love created and in love preserved, extending love, creating in its name, forever one with God and with yourself. Yet what can such a function mean within a world in which you're still feeling envy and hatred and attack? Therefore, you have a function in the world in its own terms, for who can understand a language far beyond its simple grasp? here's the key, it's forgiveness. Forgiveness represents your function here. It is not God's creation, for it is the means by which untruth can be undone, and who could possibly pardon heaven? Yet on earth, you need the means to let illusions go, because creation merely waits for your return to be acknowledged, not to be complete. What I want to share with you now is the idea that the power of the love that I'm feeling and the idea of your acceptance of the mission, okay? While it has to do with the love of God, which is the nature of the entirety of the universe, in the acceptance of a mission, of activity, that necessitates the action of my mind to give up the grievance that I intend to hold in regard to what I think I am, will allow me at that particular moment of forgiving to feel the joy and happiness. Now, okay, I may come back into that pain almost immediately, okay? This is the idea that there's a manner in which I can view you, but it does require the practice of my mind in the idea that if I hold a grievance against you, it's impossible that I will not have a grievance against myself. This is the entirety of my teaching. It's the reason that you're here. It's the idea behind all of my efforts to persuade you that the salvation of the world literally depends on you forgiving and forgiving the enemy that you hold against yourself out there. Shall we teach? The enemy is only in your own mind. And all the grievances that you have against him are actually the reason why you're here. You say, I can't help it, I'm in grieving against him. That's all right, but you remember this. The decision to forgive becomes a very important element with the fundamental admission initially that you're causing it within your own mind. This will make it easier for you, you see, about forgiveness. Listen to just a little. Creation cannot even be conceived of in the world because it has no meaning. This is the idea of God. Forgiveness is the closest it can come to earth, for being heaven-born, it has no form at all. Yet God created one who has the power to translate in form the holy formless. What he makes are dreams, but of a kind so close to waking that the light of day already shines in them, and eyes already opening behold the joyful sights that their offerings contain. Look with me. Forgiveness gently looks upon all things unknown in heaven, sees them disappear, and leaves the world a clean and unmarked slate, on which the world of God can now replace the senseless symbols written there before. Forgiveness is the means by which the fear of death is overcome, because it holds no fierce attraction now, and guilt is gone forever, and lets the body be perceived as what it is, a simple teaching aid to be laid by when learning is complete, but hardly changing him who learns at all. Look, this is what you depend on in your mind to be a part of how you feel about yourself in body form. The reason that I'm laughing with you at the concept of the idea of the body form is very simply because somewhere you and I have decided that the formulation of the reflection of light that I'm getting actually represents who I am as what you call this 80-year-old guy. Come on. I'm showing you how you can change now in the idea that you want to change. And when you change, hopefully, in the idea of the new you, it will sound quite a bit differently. Perhaps like this. Do you see that? It's the end of the idea that you and I are walking this path. And instead, we begin to feel a little bit like this. There's a lot of joy going on in the idea that the concept of myself that's been walking with you, okay, although it appears to be a death ritual, actually is showing us how much love I'm feeling at this time for you. Let's share it together. You listen.
Yes, so close to walk with thee.
I love you.
Walking with Jesus. When it's Jesus, if you please.
Walking with Jesus. Walking with
This is lesson 192. It's right here.
Let it be. Let it be.
Here we go.
Glory!
Learn. This makes it worthwhile. My decision, as what you term a teacher of God, to come back into this frame is nothing but a dedication I have that there's another manner in which you and I can view the entirety of the perspective of the reflection of light, which is holding us in this grievance of death that we don't want anymore. Here we go. Here we go. Thank you for that. See, the body form. We're letting change within our own mind, aren't we? All right. Listen, now we're going to take it out. Here. Oh, well, here I go.
I am weak, but thou art strong.
192.
Walking with Jesus.
I'm going to use you.
Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Talking with you.
I'm talking with you.
As long
All right. Here we go, 190. What we're doing is we're going to take it out with the idea of 192. Sure. Here we go. Listen. 192. Listen. The mind, without the body, cannot make mistakes. It cannot think that it will die, nor be the prey of merciless attack. Anger becomes impossible. And where is terror then? What fears could still assail those who have lost the source of all attack, the core of anguish and the seat of fear? Listen, only forgiveness can relieve the mind of thinking that the body is its home. Only forgiveness can restore the peace that God intended for His Holy Son. Only forgiveness can persuade the Son to look again upon His holiness. Look again with me. With anger gone, you will indeed perceive that for Christ's vision and the gifts of sight, no sacrifice was asked, and only pain was lifted from a sick and tortured mind. Is this unwelcome? Is it to be feared? Or is it to be hoped for, met with thanks and joyous acceptance? We are one. And therefore, give up nothing. But we have indeed been given everything by God. You listen now with me. Yet do we need forgiveness to perceive that this is so? Without its kindly light, we grope in darkness, using reason but to justify our rage and our attack. Our understanding is so limited that what we think we understand is but confusion born of error. We are lost in mists of shifting dreams and fearful thoughts, our eyes shut tight against the light, our minds engaged in worshiping what is actually not there at all. Now, I'm going to be leaving you. But with your permission, what I'll do is come back, perhaps, and make another attempt to teach the idea of lesson 193, which says very simply, until I give up the grievance of how I feel about myself, I'm going to suffer from a condition of being trapped in space and time. So, this will be lesson 193. Which says very simply that the alternative is out in the universe, not here. Okay, and 194, which says very simply that the manner in which the application of the practice of the decision that I want to be true requires the training of my mind in my attempts to shorten the distance between what I felt like as what you call this 80-year-old body and my determination that the new fabric of time has raised this frequency, all right, in lesson 194, so that I can see that the time involved in it, the time involved in the idea of where I want to be at a specific time was mine to give you. And again, I want to say thank you for your decision to be a teacher with me in the fundamental concept that going in our consciousness is an escape from an illusion of time that was a part of what we were, and that the idea that that time has been shortened by a voice coming from out of time that said very simply to us, your time is up. Not in death, but in the realization of that dark moment that you held in your mind that has now been brightened by the correspondence I've seen with you in Lesson 193, which we're going to do, and 194. I love to teach a course in the mind training of this new mind that is showing you another way to think. You're thinking in a different way. And that is truly what love is. What love is here.